Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we finished with verses 3 and 4. Let's listen as we resume our study with verses 4 and 5 today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Welcome you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you have your Bibles ready. As we get ready to go into our text for today of Titus chapter 3, as we're in our verse-by-verse study here, and the Lord has just really been a blessing to my heart, even though there's sermons I've prepared, and I've already preached most of this in my own church, and yet it seems like going over it, it's just a new blessing every time, and the Spirit of God just seems to reveal more to you. Now, we have been going through this, and we were verse 4 here in Titus chapter 3 last time, which I thought was a very interesting verse there. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared toward man. Okay, it appeared. All right, and not by works, verse 5, of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration, by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Well, we got down in that area last time when it was time to cut off here in our text. And so we want to go here. We had been looking at Philippians chapter 2 in line of this, as we look at Jesus Christ, because now we're seeing here what Jesus did for us. I mean, again, verse 4, when you look at that, the kindness of God and our Savior toward man, it appeared that was Jesus Christ. And it's not our works, none of that saves us, but it was by his mercy. And so we started looking at the person there of Jesus Christ in Philippians chapter 2. Remember when it said, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. And so he just emptied himself of all that glory, all that everything, just to be able to come here to die for our sins. And so he said he did that for you and me. Made himself no reputation. Being found in form as a man. You know, and what I like, he thought not robbery to be equal with God. It was not robbery because he was God come in the flesh. He was the Theos, is the Greek word, the Son, that is the very seed of God. And we're going to look at verse 8, who being found in fashion as a man, humbled himself. Now, being found in fashion as a man, humbling himself, he could have called 12 legions of angels at any time. I hope you realize that. 12 legions of angels he could have called at any time. But instead, his heart, his desire was to pay our penalty on the cross for our sin, that we might be saved. For the joy that was set before him, he did this. Now, he didn't enjoy. Matter of fact, he despised the shame of the cross. He really did. When you think about the indignity of hanging naked on the cross, yes, he despised the shame, we're told in Hebrews chapter 12. But he endured it for that special joy of eternity set before him, and that he showed us that love he has for us and the humility. It was demonstrated for us. Christian means Christ-like or a Christ-one. He's a Christ-one because he's Christ-like. So are we, as saved people, showing what it's like to follow his word in this world? See, the believers that are already in our local churches that are in this world, and the world itself should see Christ-likeness in us, an example to other believers, and an example to the world. Is there anything that we deem below our dignity, yet it is something we could do and should do for the Lord? What I'm trying to say is that we'll never humble ourselves as much or as low as we think that low may be. I remember needing a teacher for, I think it was 7th and 8th grade boys. I was needing a Sunday school. And there was a man who had a Bible college degree. He was taught. He had spoken. He had done several things like that, but he was in our church. And he said, you know, I think I'd like to teach Sunday school. I said, okay, I've got it. Right now I've got an opening. Oh, great. What is it? I said, 7th and 8th grade boys. Well, no, I need to teach adults. See, that was below his dignity to teach 7th and 8th grade boys. Well, at that point, I realized I don't need him. Okay. I don't need him. Because if that is his idea, is that 7th and 8th grade boys are below my dignity, I really don't want him as an example for the children to follow, or the teen boys or young boys. I don't want that for them. I want them to have a godly example before them, a man who lives it, and one that has to have all this glory for himself, to have the respect of all the people, thinking of, look at me. Then, my friend, that's not Sunday school teacher material until they get their heart right. Now, we have an example of Jesus Christ who endured the shame of the cross for us, that love that although he could have called 12 legions of angels, he did not do it in love for us. And even though 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, being dead to sins, that we should live under righteousness. But he bore our sins in his own body on that tree. My sin, every sin you ever have or ever will commit. Think of the worst sin that you've committed. Think of someone who may be committed a murder. Maybe you've been in drugs. Maybe you've been in pornography. Maybe you've been into extramarital affair. So many things that maybe your spouse, your children, your family, no one else knows about. And you justify in your mind, well, I don't do it anymore, so I'm fine. And it's good that the best God got right, but you sinned against people. You get right with those people too. And just saying, well, yes, I murdered somebody, but, you know, that's past. God's forgiven me, so I don't need to say anything about it. Yes, it was the one that stole that stuff that was worth over $100,000, but really, I've gotten right with God. They didn't really need it that badly. Okay, no, they should get that right. See, we think that there are some sins that we don't need to get right with God. And that attitude is always, always, always wrong. Now, you might live this whole life and get away without ever exposing it. But understand, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 lets us know that day comes when the hidden things of darkness shall be revealed. And by the way, that's addressed to Christians. And the thoughts of the heart, the intents, shall be revealed. Don't forget, God judged the world in Noah's day because he saw that the thoughts and intents of their heart were only evil continually. Now, you can have false accusation. It'll hit. It will hit. If you're trying to serve the Lord, false accusation will come. Now, when somebody tells me about someone else and just says, oh, that's what they said, but that's not what they think. Okay, well, that person then is at that point claiming equality with God, claiming deity for themselves because they are saying, I know the person's heart. I know that person's mind. That's what they say. That's not what they mean. Well, my friend, you are just on that very bridge, that very line. You're just about to cross of making yourself equal with God. Jesus was equal with God, but you're not, and I'm not. We had sin. Our sin was upon him. So, again, humility was demonstrated by Jesus Christ for us. And if you want to be Christ-like, learn to humble yourself and think that nothing is below your dignity in serving the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As Isaiah said, here am I, send me. So is there anything, ask yourself, is there anything you deem below your dignity? Yet it is something that you could do for the Lord. You'll never humble yourself. I'll never humble myself as much and as low as Christ humbled himself to pay the penalty for my sin. Now, a lot of times, we forget. Christ is not only the Savior. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. The world knew him not. He was also creator of the heavens and the earth. He knew all the stars by name. Angels, authorities, are subject unto him, powers. He humbled himself to save our souls. And there's something that you're not willing to do. Maybe it's something that it's not below your dignity. You just don't want to do it. Christ said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, he's speaking of his humanity, but thine be done. In his humanity, he was demonstrating that as a Christian, there are things that you may not particularly like to do, but you do it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.